Starting verses Hashem Gittin Daf Hey, and we will begin four lines from the bottom. Daf Dalad Amid Beis. The Mishnah had brought down to begin the Masechta. Maybe get Medina Sayam Tzarach Sheyemer Befanei Nechtam Befanei Nechtam. You have to say Befanei Nechtam Befanei Nechtam. We had a Machlokes Rabba and Rabba. Is it because we are concerned that if you bring a get from far away, there are lishma issues? Again, not that the Seferim, the way we understood it, not that the Seferim are going to write a get that's not lishma, but rather that someone may find the get. That was the way we learned the Gemara. Someone may find the get. And since the common folk, Medina Sayyam, are not aware, they don't know that the get has to be given lishma, they may find the get that's already filled out, that somebody had discarded it, and reuse it. That was Rabba, concern of lishma. Rabba said, no, in fact, the way we understand it is that it's a kiyum shtaris issue, that any shtar, we have to be makayim, we have to certify the signatures on the shtar, and therefore the shliach, when he comes, the shliach le'elacha, when he comes to deliver the get, he comes from Medinas Hayam, the concern is that we are not going to find people, because he's coming from far away, we're not going to be able to find two people to certify the signatures on the get, and therefore, we have the shliach saying, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The way we understand that is that it would be a kula, in fact, because normally kiyum shtaris would require two. Here, we're going to allow the one shliach to say, b'fanei nechtam, and that will essentially certify the signatures just with one shliach. So, we asked a series of tashas on Rabba. And what we ended up saying was the only way to understand Rabbah is that Rabbah is not independently saying that the issue is Lishma, but rather Rabbah is like the Rabbah. That really they both hold that there could be a Kiyum Shtaris, meaning that the purpose of the Shliach saying Mefanei Nechtav, Mefanei Nechtav is to ward off if the Baal should come from Medinas Hayam and say, by the way, never, that get was a forgery, never, it's not a valid get, that we now have Kiyum Shtaris al yidei this one shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, and just one additional din, Rabbah held that in addition to kiyum shtaris, there's also a concern of lishma. Now we're going to ask on Rabbah, Tanan, four lines from the bottom, on Dalon Rebeis, Tanan, learning the Mishnah later, Dach Tess, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam, a shliach brings a get from Medina Sayyam, v'ene yachol loymer b'fanei nechtam, he's unable to say, we'll have to see, what does this unable mean? But he's unable to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Im yesh alav edim, if there are edim, yiskayim b'chaysamav. If there are edim, then we can do kiyum shtaris. Sounds like, and then we're okay. B'havinam ba. Now, first of all, let's try to understand. May ve'ina yachol loymar. What does it mean? What is this case where a shliach comes? He brings a get medina sayam, and he's unable to say b'fanei nechtam. Inei machiresh. If you want to tell me, it's a chiresh. So it's a cheresh is generally somebody who's considered cheresh at the bekatav is not b'nei dea. So the Gemara asks, cheresh bari suya gitahu, is a person who's a cheresh. I can't hear it. Can he bring a get? Va tanan hakol kishem labi es a get. That, yeah, anybody can be a shlech for a get. Chutz mi cheresh at the bekatav. And therefore, a cheresh is not someone who could bring a get. So me'ini yacholomer cannot be talking about a cheresh. Bamer ad Yosef, hachom ma'yaskin. And what is the case of the Mishnah on Daf Tes when we said a shliach comes, brings his get, but is unable to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? Hachom ma'yaskin, and kigon shenosnu lak shehu pikeach. He gave her the get when he, the shliach, was a pikeach. But he hispik loymer b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, ad sheneskarish. And then he immediately, he's giving her the get, he gives her the get, he becomes a cheresh, and before he says b'fanei nechtam, we'll see on Amud Beis Tosfos and Medayek that you have to say it right away at the time of Nesina. Okay, but the point is that he became a cheresh before he said it. So, and that's the case of Eini Yachol Loimar b'fanei nechtam. And Tosfos points out over here. He says that we didn't say Elaim. Right? Tosfos is essentially asking why don't we say that we're talking about an Elaim, a person who is unable to say b'fanei nechtam. That's what it means. Eini Yachol Loimar b'fanei nechtam. That he's a mute. A mute can never talk, so therefore, right, so, and ostensibly, he would make a good shliach. That's what Tesis is understanding, is taking as a pashas. And Tesis says, because we didn't say that, because the imkain have a leil amemar v'loy amar, that the mashmois of the lashon is ve'ene yachol, that something happened, that's the way the Acharonim explained it, that something happened in the course of events after the shliach. He was, when he was given the get to bring, he was a person who was able to say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam, and then something happened, dahainu, like we have our example here, that nischaresh, he became a cheresh before he said b'fanei nachtam, and therefore he was unable to say it at that point. Okay, but akopanim, what's the kasha? L'rava nicha, l'rava kasha. So we said, whatever the events that occurred, that the shliach, who brought the get, can no longer say b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam, what did we say? Yiskayim b'chaisama, that all you have to deal with is the kiyum shtareis. Meaning we go ahead, we find two people who recognize their signatures, we have to figure that part out, and even though it may be difficult, and then the get's a good get. But we don't address Lishma at all. And this is, you brought it from Medina Sayyam. I maybe get Medina Sayyam. So it's a kasha on Rabba. What about, what happened to Lishma? So the Gemara says, Hachab Maraskina Lachar Shalamdu. We're talking about that there was a period of time where even people far away, Medina Sayyam, learned that they need Lishma. And our mission is going in that, with a timestamp on there. We're talking about after they already knew, and therefore Lishma was no longer an issue. So the mission on Daf Beis, when Rabbi said, maybe get Medina Sayyam Sarach Sheyemar, that you, why do you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam? That is for two reasons. Number one, Kiyum Shtaris, Rabbi Islay Rabbi. And number two, that was talking, the Mishnah was talking about a time in history before people in Medina Sayyam were the common folk, the way we explained it, right? The concern here is that maybe the Baal will find a pre-filled-out get and use it. So when the common folk were not aware that you have to write a get lishma. But this Mishnah on Daf Tes is talking about la'achar shalamdu. They already knew, and therefore lishma was no longer an issue, and that's why the Mishnah says the only thing we need to deal with is the kiyum shtaris yiskayim b'chasama. So the Gemara says, ihachi yachol nami. So even if, right, then why isn't the Mishnah just offering a last case scenario, meaning here the shliach became a cheresh and you're unable to say it. No, the Mishnah could say, even in any case, even if he can say it, if he wants, it's an option. Yiskayim b'chaisamav. And the way we explain this was that the whole idea of a shliach saying b'fanei nechtam, according to Rava, again, if there's no lishma issue, it's a kiyum shtaris, it's a kula. Meaning normally that all shtaris require certification, right? Taninon, we mentioned this on Daf Beis, that we would automatically, before we would validate the document, we would need kiyum shtaris. It's a special kula when it comes to get, mishumiguni kula b'rabanan, that you don't need to have kiyum shtaris. It'll be a valid get even if there's no kiyum shtaris. However, if the Baal should come and be ma'ar on it and say that it's not, that it's a forgery, so then we would have to go and find two aidim. So again, what's the idea of one aid? The idea of one of the one shliach being able to do kiyum shtaris, serve as an aid over here, it's a kula, that he can come and he could say, b'fanei nechtav, and that will accomplish kiyum shtaris. So, iachi yachol nami. Even if the shliach just chooses not to, he elects not to. Why do we have to come up with a case where he's a cheresh? Even if he elects not to, why does he have to ever say, b'fanei nechtav, if we want, it's an option. Either he could say it, and then we have kiyum shtaris with one person, or let him just be miskayim b'chaisama. So the Gemara says, Gezeira, I'll tell you why. Gezeira Shem Yasser Davalu Kukulai. That the concern is that they might forget again. The people, they're going to say, yeah, why did we say? We said Lishma is no longer an issue because La'achar Shalom, do people know? The concern is that maybe it'll go back. People in Medina Sayyam won't know that get needs to be Lishma. And therefore, there was a Gezeira where they said, Gezeira, you always have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. And therefore, it's only in a case where you're unable. It's a Gezeira, but you're unable. So what are you going to do? And therefore, in that case, you just deal with the Kiyum Shtaris. The Lamaisa, since there is not a current concern about Lishma, Iachi and Iachol Nami. So I don't understand. If you said that we have a Gezeira Shem Yachol Dabluko Kulay and Iachol, so we should also say the get's no good. The Chacham made a Gezeira. Sorry. So the Mishnah is Pichyach and Ischarish Milsa Lo Shchicha. This, the events, the way we explain them occurring, is Milsa Lo Shchiach. That a guy will give the get, and at that moment, as he's right about to say, b'fanei nechtav, that he becomes a cheresh. That's milchad l'shchicha. Milchad l'shchicha gargaz b'rabbanon. So now we've downgraded this to a gzera. Why? Because l'shma is no longer an issue, because it's achar shalomdu. Everybody already knows. And it's the whole reason why the chamer required b'fanei nechtav, l'inyin l'shma, according to Rabbah, is that maybe shema yachzar double kokuloi, that's a gzera. And in this case, they weren't geyser. In fact, the Gemara, really, we're not geyser, but isha dole shchicha, that a woman bringing her get, we've explained this before, that a woman can bring her get, her own get, as a shliach lahalacha. She could bring her get, meaning when she takes it from the husband says, I don't want you to become divorced now. I want you to take it back to where you live, And then, so you, he wants the woman to serve as a shriach lailacha. So that's milso d'loi shchicha. V'tani isha atme v'viya gita v'vad shet shchicha v'fanenachtam. That she has to say v'fanenachtam v'fanenachtam. Now, if you said we're not geyser, assuming that that's achar shalamdu, if you're saying that we're not geyser milso d'loi shchicha, why over here did we require v'fanenachtam v'fanenachtam milso d'loi shchicha? The whole reason to say b'fanenachtav is, again, even achar shalomdu is shema yachzer or double kokula. Maybe they'll forget again. This is a milsul shchichah. We shouldn't be geyser. So the Gemara says shalit techalik b'shlichos. Okay, that it's a loy plug, meaning that any shliach. The Chachamim said any shliach. Now again, that means lechadchila. Anytime we send a shliach, they must say b'fanenachtav. So an isha must say b'fanenachtav. I. What about in our case? Rashi speaks this out. Aval hadin yachol lav chilaku. That's not a chiluk, meaning what we're saying is a chamim required because shem yachzer tavalu kukulai, that anytime we send the shliach, even if the shliach is l'shchiach, they would still have to say it. But in this case, they're unable to say it, so we're not going to possible to get. So the Gemara says, okay, well, if you're saying anytime we have someone that brings a get, we should require b'fanei nechtam, even if it's achar shalomdu, and there's no longer really a concern in regards to lishma. It's just gzeirishem yachzav the kukula yach baal nami. So when the baal brings the get as well, he should have to say b'fanei nechtav. Alama tanya who atzmeshevi kitein tzarachom b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. So if you're saying loy plug, even the baal himself, it's a gzeirishem yachzav the kukula loy plug. Anytime somebody brings a get, so the baal himself. So the Gemara says no, that's going too far. Tamei mayam rabban and tzarachom b'fanei nechtav. What's the whole point of b'fanei nechtav? It's not just a din the chachamim required, but it's rather a protection. Dilma asi baal ma'arer upasole. The whole point, the impetus, is because the baal may come and say it's a forgery, and therefore b'fanei nechtav is protecting from that. Hashta min panakad leviyade. If the baal's the one himself bringing it, v'iruka ma'arer, he's not going to be ma'arer on it. Looks like he's going to look like a fool. He's the one bringing the get. So it's not going to be a question. The Baal tries to show up 20 minutes later. There's no way, a week later, and say that the get was a forgery. Well, you're the one that brought it. And therefore, that's ridiculous. We're not going to be concerned. And that's why we're not going to be geyser to say b'fanei nechtav in that situation. Okay, so let's weiter ask a kasha on Rabba. Toshima. D'bayi minei Shmuel mirav Huna. Shmuel asked the following shalim from Huna. Shnaim shaviyu get. Let's say you had two shluchim. It was sent a tandem. They sent a pair of the Baal sent a pair of shluchim lahilacha, shayim shayim yigit medina sayam. Shrichin shayim b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? I ain't shrichin. Do you have to say b'fanei nechtav? Amar lei. So Shmuel responded, ain't shrichin. They do not have to. Why? Uma ilu yamim b'faneinu girsha. Because if they would have said that we witnessed the get taking place, milay mehemni, they would be believed as two edim coming to say that the woman's divorced against the Baal. If the Baal comes to be ma'arer, of course we have two edim saying that she was divorced. So that's good. We're good. So therefore, if the two edim come and bring the get, that alone is enough to certify that it is a valid divorce, and we don't even say funny nachta, funny nachta. Now, the Rabba Nicha, if it's all about Kiyim Shtarais, so then we have Adis on the get, and we're fine. Le Rabba Kasha, but according to Rabba, I don't understand. You should still have a Lishma issue. We should require them, not because you have two people that are coming to certify the get, it's like you have Kiyim Shtarais, but rather, you need Lishma. So the Gemara says, Hachmai Askinon, we're talking about La Achar Shel Amdu, again, that there is no longer a Lishma issue. Ihachi Chanami, so if one aid comes, Achar Shel Amdu, why don't we say that it should also be just, we should not require B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, like we've explained, we have ways to deal with the Kiyum Shtaris. Shouldn't require it, again, if they want to do it, it's a Kula. So the Gemara says, Gezeira, no, we're still going to require it in Rabba, it's still Lishma, Gezeira Shem Yachzer, double the Kukula, as we answered before, that they might come to forget Medina Sayyam. They might come to unlearn that a get has to be Lishma, and therefore it's always a concern. So the Chum said, always say b'fanei nechtav. We don't feel confident that just because they were Lamdu that they need Lishma, that that's going to stick. Ihachi b'tre nami, I, says the Gemara, well, if two people come and say it as well, why aren't we going to be geyser? Beitrei Nami should also have to say it because of Lishma. I understand that they have built-in Kiyum Shtarais. They have Eidim built-in that can be Mekayim the Shtarais. So what about the Lishma issue? We should be geyser. Shemiyachzav l'kukulay. So the Gemara said, Beitrei d'maisi gilta milsa d'lay shchicha. U'milsa d'lay shchicha le'gazu barabanam. So the answer is kind of like we said before by Heirish, that when two people come, That's a milsad loy shlichah, two people being a shliach for halacha, and therefore the rabbanon were not geyser to require them to say before nechtav for the lishma issue. Well, isha loy shlichah, like we asked before, an isha bringing her own get is not shchiach, but tanan isha atzma maybe a gitu bavad shehi atzma tzricha lemir b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. She has to say b'fanei nechtav, and that's loy shchiach, and we were geyser for her to say it. So the Gemara says she loy techalik b'shlichos, loy plug when it comes to shlichos. Iachi. So we said bal nami. So when the Baal brings again himself, just like we asked before, Alama Tanya, who atzma shevi gita in itzarf lemir b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. Time am I am a rabbanon that the Baal himself doesn't have to. So he should, it's loy plug, and he should have to say b'fanei nechtav even when the Baal brings the get on his own. So the Gemara says, "Tami ma'amar rabbanon, sarif lemer b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav." What's the whole reason why we required b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? It's a protection against the error of the Baal. Dima asi Baal ma'arer upasale hashta minka nakav lebiyade. Like we answered before, he's bringing the get himself a ruka ma'arer ala. There's no way that he's going to be ma'arer on this get, and therefore we do not require it. In that case, you're taking your loy plug too far. Now, there's just one thing that's different. If you remember, in the first case, when we asked, we said that a cheresh bringing his get, the guy, the shliach, bringing his get, and in a yachol loyla b'fanei nechtav, meaning he becomes a cheresh, he doesn't have to say it. We said, loy plug, he has no other way to deal with it. Now, again, we said loy plug by shlichus, which means that when an isha comes, so we're always going to require it, even though it's achar shalamdu. Again, in that one instance we had in the Mishnah before, where the guy was unable to, he became a cheresh, that's a little bit of a freak case. So over there, we're not going to possibly get because of that. But normally we say that in all situations, loy plug, and you have to mean get. Now, Tosfos does address, over here, we just said that it's two edim bringing the get, it's mosad le shchicha. And mosad le shchicha le gazer b'rabbanon. By Isha bringing it, we were geyser, and we said loy plug. Well, what about your two edim? So Tosfos says shleite chalik b'shlichos, little Tosfos, second last Tosfos on the Amud, pirish the shlichos the chad gazrinan chad the loy shchiach atu chad the shchiach aval beitrei atu chad loy gazrinan. Meaning the whole zera was meant b'shem yachzur double lekokulei that was meant by a normal situation where there's one aid bringing, and therefore the chachamim only created the gzera when there's one aid, and the loy plug is only when there's one aid. But when there's two aidim, we're going to say that is more dumya, like a case of eniyachol loymar, that is a loy shchicha, where the rabbanon were not geyser, and therefore two aidim bringing it do not have to bring the get. Tashma hamid get midinas hayam ben astula. Let's say he brought a get from midinas hayam and he gives it to her. So he doesn't say, let's say the shliach doesn't say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. Im niskayim b'chaysam of kasher. So if he does kiyum shtaris, it's going to be kasher. Vim lav pasul. It'll be pasul. Now, hevi. Lo yitzrichu lo b'fanei nechtav. So what is it? It turns out, the way we've been understanding this, hevi. Lo yitzrichu lo yimah b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav b'hachmala ala hakalala. Okay? That the whole thing is a kula. Meaning, because if you do kiyum shtaris on the get, it's going to be kasher. Therefore, the whole reason to say b'fanei nechtav must be to allow the kiyum shtaris to occur with one, the haidu the shliach le'alacha, even though normally kiyum shtaris would require two. So now again, l'rava nicha, all we discussed was niskayim b'chasam of kasher, l'rava kasha. So the Gemara is going to answer again, right? What about, according to Rabba, you need lishma? What happened to your lishma? So the Gemara answers again, achamay askin alachar shalomdu. V'amrit gizeh v'shem yachza hadava l'kokuloi. I don't understand. How are you saying it's going to be kosher? There's a Gezeris Chachamim that says that anytime the Eidim bring it, you have to say it. Yachzer Davar L'Kokulei, and they might forget again. So how is it going to work in Rabba? So Rabba says, how's it going to work in Rabba? So the Gemara says, Kishen Nisis. We're talking about where she went ahead and got remarried already. And you're right. There is a Gezera that normally when a Shliach brings, Shliach Halacha brings a get, even though it's Achar Shalomdu, she has to say B'fanei Nechtav. But if she already got married, we're not going to enforce that. We're not going to break up the marriage because of that. Iach, effect the Gemara. Well, let's see. The member we quoted said, "Heavy lo yitzruchu lo b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav lahachmer la lahakala mishum denisusu." Okay, that it's not really lahakala. It's only if you're saying this case is limited to where she got married. You know why we're not going to require b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? It's because she already got married. That's what your answer was. It's not because lahachmer la lahakala. That turns out to be not true. So the Gemara says like this: Hachi kamar. Maybe you'll tell me that we should be machmer again because of this gezeiras chacham. And that any time, even if it's achar shalom, even if they are aware of lishma, still the chachamim were geyser that you have to say b'fanei nechtav. because they were gezer shemiyasu davalo kokuloi. So therefore, v'lefka, and therefore we should break up the marriage. Habe, that's where the Brisa said, no, sorry, the whole idea of b'chonei nechtav is not to be machmer, elahakala. So like this, taima mai, why? Because, again, and now we're just explaining it, taima mai, why do we require b'chonei nechtav? That's dilma asi ba'al u'ma'arer u'pasile. That maybe the ba'al will come and call the signatures into question, and therefore hashta ba'loi kama'ara na nekim v'na'ara Allah. The whole reason why we required b'fanei nechtav was, again, it's a kula for her. So there's no havamina to say that we're going to break up the marriage. Again, we're talking about kishanisis. What is this lahaka la'achmir? That is explaining why, even though the chachamim said, go ahead and say b'fanei nechtav, it is a kula. It's done for her benefit, that if the ba'al is ma'arer, the protection afforded by the fact that the shliach said b'fanei nechtav will accomplish kiyum shtaris, and we will not believe the Baal at all, and therefore there's no havamina to say that if she went ahead and violated the chachamim's gzeira that you have to say b'fanei nechtav that we're going to break up the marriage, since the whole thing was to ward off the error of the Baal. What's the whole point? If we would accept the error of the Baal, it would be that she's still married, and we would break up the marriage. And if this whole thing is for protection of that, that's the whole point of b'fanei nechtav. We're not going to go ahead and break up a marriage where she went ahead and didn't say b'fanei nechtav. Now, this machlokes, whether or not, essentially now it's a machlokes. Again, Rabba Isle the Rabba, so everybody holds a reason to say b'fanei nechtav is, it accomplishes your kiyum shtaris. And the question is, do you have to say it because are we concerned about lishma? But put it to Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So this machlokes, whether there is an inyan to say b'fanei nechtav for lishma, we have lishma concerns. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadam and lefisha ein b'kiyum lishma, v'chadam and lefisha ein b'mitzuyin l'kaimai. One says the issue is lishma issue, and one says it's only lefisha ein and b'mitzuyin l'kaimai. So the Gemara says the sayim Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who damar lefisha ein b'kiyum lishma. Let's bring a raya. We don't know. We just said chadamar. We don't know who holds what. So let's bring a raya that Yeshua ben Levi holds that it's a lishma issue. Why? Rav Shimon bar Abba, I see gito lekamei Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon bar Abba brought a get in front of Yeshua ben Levi, ba'amalei, and he asked Rav Shimon Levi, trachina lemeimar b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. I'm like, do I have to say b'fanei nechtav? Amalei, Rav Shimon Levi said, loitzrachis, you don't need to. Loyamri, elo b'darish rishonim. That was only originally. Dav beis, and maybe get redina sayam, she'ein biki in lishma. Of the b'darish achrenin, the biki in lishma, loy. Okay, and therefore we see that the whole impetus to say b'fanei nechtav is a lishma issue. That's what Rishul Levi was saying, and therefore now you don't no longer need to say it. Chakting amara, really, hatizbara? I don't understand. How could you possibly say that once lishma is no longer an issue, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. V'ha rabba is like the rabba. And rabba holds, you say b'fanei nechtav because of kiyum shtaris. V'ha v'oid ha amino shem yachsu dabla kukulay. And what about this gzera shem yachsu dabla kukulay? Ela rishim bar abba in a shachmina hava b'hadei. That really there was someone else. And like we explained, he, Rav Shimon, came to Rav Shimon Levi with someone else. So they were two shliach lahilacha. V'ha d'loi chashav lay mishum kvaydi Rav Shimon. And the reason why Rav Shimon was very chashav, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, it was just Rav Shimon coming to ask Yeshua ben Levi if he has to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Again, so the point is that when there are two, like we said on Amud Aleph, those are the shichil gazabir rabbanon. When there's two, even though we had a light plug, that was only when there's one shliach bringing the get. When there's two shlichim bringing the get, we see that you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Again, the idea of lishma, Yeshua ben Levi was reckoning with lishma. But the point is that you know why you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav? That's because there were two. And when there's two, again, loy gazer b'rabbanon, we could be dealing with lishma, but number one, when there's two, you have a kiyum shtaris built in. And number two, you don't have a lishma issue, achar shalomdu, there's no gzeira, because when there's two, milsle shichil gazer b'rabbanon, when there is two people bringing the get. Itmar, b'fnei kama, nois nula. So now, let's just set this up. So normally, the shliach l'halacha would come, and he would give the woman the get in front of two edim. Those would function as edim esira. We've discussed before on Daf Gimel, we discussed edim esira karti, edim chasima karti. We'll get back into it. But the idea is that in a normal situation, there would be two edim signed on the get, and there would be two edim witnessing the Baal or his shliach giving the get over. So now over here, where it's a shliach of the Baal, the shliach l'alach is the one bringing the get. So the shliach gives the get over to the woman in front of, that's the question, how many people need to be there? Okay, but itmar b'fnei kama noisilah. How many people does the shliach need to give the get over to the woman in front of? Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina. And I just want to address one thing. We've been discussing that, let's say, two shluchim come. So then you have your two shluchim who can certify and accomplish, they recognize the signatures on the get, and they'll do kiyum shtaris. But it's important to understand that kiyum shtaris needs to be done bifnei bezdin. That there's two things going on. The shliach is giving the get. He is saying b'chonei nechtav. Okay, now, if what he's accomplishing is certifying the signatures on the get, what we call kiyum shtaris, and like we said, it's a kula that when it comes to get, the chamam allowed one, the shliach leilacha, to do kiyum shtaris, but the kiyum shtaris has to be done in front of dayanim, in front of a bezit, in front of three. Okay, so the question is, itmar b'fnei kama noisilah, when he goes ahead, the shliach leilacha, and he gives her the get, how many people should be there? Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina, chadam b'fnei shnayim, chadam b'fnei shlishis. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan, we'll have to see who shitos which, but one says in front of two or one of three. And what the Bahalik says? Tistayim, Rav Yechanan da'amar b'fnei shnayim. So let's bring a raya that it's Rav Yechanan that is the man da'amar who said that the shliach leilacha, when he gives over the get, and he says, b'fanei nechtam, he has to give it over in front of two. Okay, again, we see from here, b'fanei kama noisnua, that it sounds like that the shliach has to be saying, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, that's the diak here, he has to say it, b'fanei nechtam, when he's giving it over. The time at the beginning over the get. So the question is, which man number holds two? Who holds three? Tisnaim Rabbi Yechanan Udamar B'fnei Shnaim. Rabbi Yechanan holds two. The Rabbi Marav Chista, Isi Gita, could be Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Marav Chista brought a get in front of Rabbi Yechanan. V'amar le'zil habla ba'ape trei. And Rabbi Yechanan told Rabbi Marav Chista to give over, he was a sheikh halacha, when you give it over to the lady, give it over in front of two. The Eimal Lahu, and tell the woman, v'fanei nechtam, tisnaim. Okay, so we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds. We had a machlokes, with Nekama Nesim, Rav Yechanan, Rav Chanina, Chad number two, Chad number three. Rav Yechanan is my number two, which means Rav Chanina holds three. Lema, so what is this machlokes? How many people need to be present when the Shliach Leilacha is giving over to get to the woman and saying, when he's saying, B'chanei Nachta, B'chanei Nachta, Lema, how commissively? The man, Rav Nation, I am Kasavar, Lefisha, Ein, Bikin, Lishma. So let's make this also a machlokes of Lishma, that you give it over in front of two, because it's a lishma issue. That it's a machlokes. Again, what is the concern here? Is it a kiyum shtaris issue? If it's kiyum shtaris, you need a bezdin present, so you need three. And if it's just a lishma issue, then you just need two, because you just need people, edei mesira, to witness the giving of the get. Two issues with this. Number one, we were clear that only, remember we had a chad amar, the ki in lishma, chad amar, and we said that Rishu ben Levi was the man number who was chash for lishma, which means Rabbi Yechanan doesn't care about lishma. So that can't be. So that's number one. That was his issue. And also, okay. So how could you possibly say that Rabbi Yechanan here is saying b'fnei shnayim? So shnayim can't be to address lishma and shleisha for kiyum shtaris, because Rabbi Yechanan, in, when we brought the machlekes with him, Rishu ben Levi was clearly on the other side. He did not hold of lishma. So there's something else must be going on here. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, how could you say that the man number two, it's lishma, and the man number three, it's kiyum shtaris, v'oid ha-rabba is like the rabba. That even the man number of lishma, rabba, he holds that he needs kiyum shtaris. So what, you have to come up with an alternate explanation as far as what's going on here. What is the shayla of how many people he need to be present when the sheikh halacha is giving the get to the woman and saying, b'fanei nechtav, el dekul le'amad b'nin edim mitzvim l'kaima. Really, everybody agrees you need aid in mitzvah l'kaimon. V'ha'cha b'shliach nasa aid, v'ein nasa dayin kamiflagi. Okay, everybody holds, like Rabba Islay de Rabba, that you need aid in mitzvah l'kaimon, and therefore the shliach saying b'fanei nechtav would work for kiyum shtaris. And the machlokes is, b'shliach nasa aid, can we say that the shliach becomes an aid? That we're clearly comfortable with. The shliach becoming an aid we're comfortable with, right? The shliach shows up and he says, b'fanei nechtam, he's saying edus. Now the question is, can he also become a dayan? Will we count him as one of the three for dayanim? Ve'ei nasa dayan kamefel yimadam, b'fanei shnayim kasavar shliach nasa eid, ve'ei nasa dayan. So essentially the shliach, when he says b'fanei nechtam, is certifying the signature, he becomes an aid, and then he also becomes a dayan. So all you need with him are two other dayanim, because kiyum shtaris has to be done in front of three. So we see Okay, and the Manamar who says three holds that now, yeah, the Shliach becomes an aid, but an aid can't become a Dayan, and therefore the Shliach gives over the get. He says, b'fanei nachta, that is your Kiyum Shtar. It's like normally you would have two people come, it's the Shliach, but they would be sitting in front of a Bezdin of three, and therefore you need three here as well. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? How could you tell me if this is a machloikis, whether a nasa dayin, v'hal kaimelam v'dirabanan, by a din dirabanan, and ki and shtaris is a din dirabanan, the a nasa dayin, everybody holds a nasa dayin. Right? It's only a question of the raisa, kiddush ha-chodesh, then it could be machloikis. But when we're talking about a din dirabanan, which ki and shtaris certainly is a din dirabanan, certifying the signatures on the shtar, so then of course a nasa dayin. So how is there a machloikis, whether he needs to give it over in front of two or three? If everybody holds a nasa dayin, then all you should need are the two there, and now you have a bezin certifying it. El hakamifliki, what's the machlokes? The marsavar kivan beisha ksheir lahavias haget. Since a woman is allowed to bring the get on her own, meaning the woman could be the shliach loylacha, zimnin demaisi le itza v'samchi Allah. And by the way, it's not limited to an isha. The mefarshim bring down that also you could have others. You could have others, psulim. The point is that the shliach loylacha does not need to be somebody who would be acceptable to be a dayan, and therefore kivan the isha ksheir lahavi yaskita, she could be the sheikh la'ilaha. It's a get. I mean, the ma'isila, it's a v'samchi Allah. Well, if we say that the person bringing the get will become an aid by saying b'fanei nachtam, and then can also become a dayan, we're going to go ahead and say, okay. So the way when we bring a get from Medina Sayyam is we have only two people there, and we don't think about it. We know we need two. It's a little confusing. We know we need two for Eidei Mesira anyways, but really, we really need three for the Kiyum Shtaris of the B'fanei Nechtav, and we're not going to cheshbin that the person bringing it, that the Shliach Leilacha is a Pasol, meaning is an Isha, somebody who would be Pasol for a Dayan, and therefore it's a Gezerah, and that becomes the whole Machlik. It's the Idach, Isha made the Adi B'loi Samchi Allah, and no, we know that a woman isn't kosher, and therefore we're not going to be samech, we're aware of the process. Again, so this machlokes really is not whether we say a nasa dayan. Everybody holds a nasa dayan with the rabbanon, like Kiyum Shtaris. Machlokes is, were we geyser, because since there's a kula that a shliach loylacha could be an isha or some other apostle, we use isha as an example, and since we're requiring a bezdin, the hainu three, for the Kiyum Shtaris, so we were geyser to have another three so that we don't come to count her as one of the three. Tani chavasa to Rav Yechanan, that we talk to that Rav Yechanan, that all you need is two. Hamidi get medina sayam, the nasdula. You bring a get from medina sayam, the shliach halacha, and he gives it to her, b'layam, Allah, b'fanei nachtam, yoytzi v'avlad mamzer. Okay? If he doesn't say b'fanei nachtam, then we'll say the vlad is a mamzer, divrei meir. That's Rameir shita. We'll see why in a second. Chachamim ma'imrim, ein avlad mamzer. No, like we explained, this whole idea of b'fanei nachtam is just to ward off an error of the Baal. The Baal's not going to be a mamzer for that if she goes ahead and remarries. Keitzed yaseh, so what do you do? And the way some of the Mefarshim explain this is in Remeir. So what do? I have a problem. Again, so if she goes ahead and gets remarried based off of this get, Nevada will be a mamzer. So what do? No, it's an easy fix. Get Lena, hey Mena, we take it back from her. And they explain that even though we gave her to her, and this is only, the funny enough, that it was only Din Durabanan, that the Rabbanan had the ability to prevent the effect of the get. Okay, so Kesed Yasi, Yit Lena, Mena, we retrieve the get back from her. We make it like the get was never given to her. The Yasser, Yit Nenala, we go ahead and re-give it to her, Bifnei Shnayim. We give it to her in front of two, and we say, Bifnei Nechtav, Yemer, Bifnei Nechtav, Bifnei Nechtav. Okay, now before we go back to her, I just wanted to, so again, what's the point? The point is Bifnei Shnayim. So you have to have Bifnei Nechtav, Bifnei Shnayim. That's a Tanya Kavasi to Rav Yechanan, who says that the Shliach only, that the Shliach can re-give it to her and say, Bifnei Nechtav, with only two people there, we're not going to be geyser up to a case where there's a woman who is the Shliach Loilacha, that we're going to consider her to be a dayan. And Tosis here brings down Mikan Mashma, the Tzarech Lamifanei Shas Nesina. We did speak this out before, but you have to say Bifanei Nechtav at the time in the Sina, because what are we saying? Ketzed Yaseh, Yitlenu Yimenu, V'yaseh V'yitlenu. The Shliach can't just, after he gives her the get, 10 minutes later, whoops, I didn't say Bifanei Nechtav. No, it has to be done concurrent with the giving of the get. Into the Amar, Yitlenu Yimenu, from the fact that we made the Shliach take the get back and give it to her. And the scene of Teich Kedibur, by the way, says Tesis, that it doesn't need to be actually as he's giving it to her. It could be Teich Kedibur as well. Teich Kedibur Kedibur Dami. Okay, even though the Rishon Dushtel, we don't say it when it comes to get, we don't normally say it. But here, it would work. Okay, La'acha Kedibur, then, okay, it wouldn't work. Now, there is a suffix that Tesis brings down, B'Shem Dami, Misaf Galeri, let's say you're still Isaac in the get. You're still Isaac in Yoni Get. Is that considered Teich Kedibur? Would we say that it's okay, even if it's Achar Teich Kedibur? Okay? And also, there is the reason. There's two stakes. Again, clearly, if he gives the get, doesn't say, the Shech doesn't say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, according to a mayor, would be possible. Von Mamzer possible. If he doesn't say it, he can't say it 10 minutes later. Okay, so if it's Acher Kedei Dibor and they're not dealing with the get, that's not a question. It would be possible. You have to say the Pufanei Nechtam at the time of getting the get. Tech Kedei Dibor, Tosfos takes it as Dever Pashut, would work. Now, Acher Kedei Dibor, if you're still dealing with the get, that's a suffix. And also, Tosfos is in the Safka, whether you can say the Pufanei Nechtam before you give the get. Okay, but I'll call upon him, Rameyer, let's go back in the Gemara, Mishim Deleyamer, Pufanei Nechtam, Yoitzi Babad Mamzer, we're making Mamzerin. I don't understand. This whole din was a din de Rabbanon that you say Pufanei Nechtam. In fact, this was, like we've explained many times, this is to ward off an ear of the Baal. It's a protection for her. And yet we're going to make the Blan Mamzerim. So the Gemara says, in Rameyer Tameh, that's Rameyer. Shita da'amar, Rameyer Mishmei da'ula, Amar, Aymar hay, Rameyer holds, call him Mishan, and Mabeya, Shetabu Chacham, and the Gittin. When we're dealing with Gittin, the Chacham prescribed a certain lashon to use. If you change anything, then Yeti Baal Ban Mamzer, the Baal will be your Mamzer. And we're going to have a couple stories here in regards to how far you have to go, just to really finish up the idea of Lishma, in regards to a Shliach. Lailacha bar head, Yeboy Lasuya Gita, so he wanted to bring again, also Kameh Direh, Rav Achi to have a Mamuna Agiti. He went to Rav Achi, who was the Mamuna Agiti. We know that, and Rashi brings down from here, that there is supposed to be a Mamuna Agitin. In every city, there's one person who's a Mamuna Agitin. Who does Gittin in this city? And it's not something that any random Bezin should do. It's Rashi says, the Kaimel one in Kedushin, Kol She'ini Yodei B'Tiv Gittin, Kedushin Lo Yehei Lo Eisek Imayin, V'Hava Mimenu Gavra Rabba Lo Uye Hechi Navdi. Okay? We know that in every city, there should be a Mamuna Agiti. Amale. Okay, but the point is, he went to Rav Achi, who was a Mamuna Agiti, Amale, and Rav Bar Hedya asked Rav Achi, Tzarech Ata Lamed Akol, Amale, and Rav Achi told him, Tzarech Ata Lamed Akol Eis V'Eis. Okay, so Rav Achi told him he was the Mamuna Agiti, and he said, you have to check, in regards to Lishma, every Eis is every word. Also, look at me to Rav Ami, Rav Asi, then Bar Hedya went in front of Rav Ami Rasi, Amale, like Tzrichis. You don't need to. You just need to watch the first line, like we'll see in a moment. You don't need to every word. And maybe you'll think you're being a machmer by checking to make sure that every word is written in Lishma. No. That since all you have to hear is the first line, and if you go ahead and you certify that every word of the get was said Lishma, then we're going to come and pass when we might see laws on other getin. Don't create new chumras. It's going to create problems because we're going to come back and say, get was given 10 years ago and every letter wasn't certified as being Lishma and we're going to pass it. So you're going to be might see laws. You're going to say that then maybe that get is not a good get. Maybe the woman's not divorced and we don't want that to be the case again. So don't go overboard. Don't invent new chumras because it is, you're playing with fire that we're going to go ahead and be might see laws on other getin. Rabbi Bar Chana, I see Gita Palga Ichtava Kameh. Rabbi Bar Chana brought a get, half was written in front of him, Palga Le Ichtava Kameh, and half was not, meaning he only saw half of it. Also, look me to Rabbi Elazar, Amar Le, Afil Le Kotav El Shita Achas, Lishma Shevenitzach. If you only have one line, it's going to be okay. Now, interestingly, Tosis here says, Pirish, Sheloi Ra El Shita Rishayna, Dimistama Sima Lishma. Tosis holds that what does this mean that if you saw one line Lishma, that it's once you saw, you know that it was Lishma, we could assume that the rest of the get was written Lishma. And the Mefarshim points out that Rashi, in the beginning of the second parak, he says differently. He brings that if you see a get, that it was partially, Bifonei Nechtav Chetzioi, Shita Achas, as long as you have Shita Achas, Rashi says, Shita Rishayna Sheba Shema Ishva Isha Vahazman. Because that's where you have the important particulars. The Ish Isha and Zman is in the Shita Rishayna. So again, this question is it because Shita Achas, because once you have the most important parts of the get that we know are Lishma, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Rashi seems to be saying that once the Shliach knows that one line, the first line, was written Lishma, then we could assume the whole get was written Lishma. Shemin Itzar, Rashi Amar, Afilu Ken Kulmasa Bekin Megilta. And Rashi brings two examples, meaning that even if when the Sefer went to go get the cane, he went to go get the quill and cane Megilsa and the parchment to go write the get, he said, I am, and I guess he lined up Adam as well, because you need both Funanathan, okay, but the point is that he lined it up, and the Shliach didn't actually see the get being written Lishma, but rather he had saw the paper and the quill being prepared, or second shot is that he heard the pen scratching on the parchment, that's what Rashi says, but the Shliach did not actually see that the Sefer wrote a Lishma. Okay, that would be good enough because again, it's close enough. Tanya kavasa de Rav Ashi, we talk a sefer Rav Ashi. Maybe give me dinas ayam. I feel the bias. Let's say the shliach who's going to bring the get is in the house. The sefer baaliyah, so he's not actually with him. The sefer is upstairs. Who baaliyah or the shliach is upstairs? The sefer bias. I feel the nichnas v'yaitze koliyam kulay kasher. Okay, we'll have to see who that's talking about. So the bias kulay kasher who the bias. So the Gemara says, "Bebayis to sefer, right? Who bebayis to sefer aliyah? Halikachazule. How could you say that's going to be good? Elalak your neshama came kumasa became a gilta again. So that's the idea here is that with sound, if he heard the sefer saying, okay, we're going to do lishma, and then he didn't actually, we're going to make sure that this get is written lishma, and he didn't actually see it being written, but he heard." Like the second shot of Rashi, the pen scratching on the parchment, and then the cipher comes down from the upstairs and gives him the get. He could assume that it was an effective lishma. There was just one line here. Afilu nichnas v'yetzi kolim kula. It's going to be kasher. So Shemuel says, Amar Mar. Afilu nichnas v'yetzi kolim kula kasher. Man, who we talk about the yetzi nichnas? Ile mashliach. So we already said in the reisha of this brisa that he doesn't have to be in the same room with the sefer. Hashtahu bebayis sefer baaliyah delei chazile. He's not seeing him at all. When if let's say one of them is in the bias, one's in the aliyah, well they never saw each other. But he heard the sefer saying that it's going to be lishma, and then heard the pen scratching. That's enough. So for sure, then amrit kasher. That's going to be good. Nechnas v'yetzi bebayis. If he nechnas v'yetzi, where he's seeing at least for part of it, he's seeing the sefer, they're seeing each other, so for sure it'll be okay. So Elamai, the nechnas v'yetzei cannot be referring to the shliach, Ela, sefer. So who's the nechnas v'yetzei? That's talking about the sefer himself. Okay, meaning that he was in the middle of writing a get that was going to be lishma. The shliach was there. The sefer goes out. He's waiting. The shliach is waiting there to bring the get. The sefer says, you know what, I need to take a lunch break. He goes out, nichnas v'yetzei, and he comes back in, that we're going to say that the get is lishma. So the Gemara says, pshita, v'shem de nichnas v'yetzei nifsaline, we should passel the get. So the Gemara says, yeah, like tshricha denafek l'shuka. He went out, he went to the market, the asa, and then he comes back. Ma'u detema inish achrina ashkechei v'amarle. Okay, maybe he's now switching in his head the lishma. Maybe he decided somebody else paid more for the get, and therefore he is going to really write it for the other guy, v'amarle, kamash malon. Again, and therefore what? We now have a problem. We have a get that could be partially written l'shem, a different couple. Somebody else paid him more for the get, so then might be a concern. V'amarle, kamash malon, that no, it's not going to be a concern that he switched the lishma, later, okay, and that he's writing the get for somebody else, and that is, okay, we'll stop here. So like we said, just to quickly, very quickly, we had discussed Rabba. We said Rabba is like the Rabba, and we said that then the question was, we said that Rabba is like the Rabba, so that Rabba holds of Kim, that you have to say b'fanei nachtav, because it works as Kim Shtaris, it protects or wards off an error of the Baal. And the question is, do you also need, is there a concern of the Shema? We tried to ask for a few different cases of where it seemed to say that if he didn't say b'fanei nachtav, or he was unable to say b'fanei nachtav, or too broad, and they didn't need to say b'fanei nachtav, in any of those cases, we said, we had read another one of the heavy, they didn't say b'fanei nachtav, and then they got married. So in any of those cases, we said, if there was kiyum shtareis, that would have been good enough, and that pretty much takes care of Amar Aleph. So we see, what about Lishma, according to Rabba? We said, it's all Achar Shalamdu, and then in each case, we had to figure out Achar Shalamdu, if so, why do you normally have to say it? Should be Achar Dabalu Kukulai, and therefore it's only in the situation where either the guy Nischaresh, those are like Shechicha L'Gazbi Rabbanon, or where there's two L'Gazbi Rabbanon, okay, or where she already got married, there's no Havamina to say that we're going to now apostle it because it wasn't no B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. The whole idea of the B'fanei Nechta was to be, was a kula for her, was something for a benefit to ward off of the, to ward off a potential error of the Baal. Then we said that this machlekes, whether you need the Shema, is like a machlekes of Yechon and Yeshua ben Levi, whether you need the Shema or not. Yeshua ben Levi did seem to indicate that Lishma would have been an issue, so it was Lishma. Rabbi Yechon isn't concerned about Lishma at all. He said Lishma is an issue, but at the time of the story with Yeshua ben Levi, it was already Achar Shalomdu, and therefore he said, you don't have to be concerned anymore about Lishma. What about the fact that Shema Gezer Shem Yachzadav Kokula, that we said in that story, Rishum Alevi, the guy who came to him was Rishum Bar Abba, really had somebody else with him, and there was two, and like we said, two, that even though it's a loy plug when it comes to the Gezer, the Chachamim, to require it, Shem Yachzadav Kokula, that is only when it is 1-8, meaning like a woman, Okay, and for sure the Baal himself, the Baal himself who brings it, because again, the whole point of the Fani Nachtav is to protect us from the Baal. Okay, but when there is two people bringing it, the Chachamim were not geizer. They didn't say that Shem Yachshu Dabal Kukulay, and as long as it's Achar Shalamdu, we're talking about a time period where everybody already knows that it has to be Lishma. Okay, and then we had this Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Chanina, Bifnei Kama Nois Nula, how many people need to be there when you give the get? And we said it was either two or three, Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Chanina. We ended up saying that what is the Machlekes? That really everybody holds Shiach Nasa Eid, the Shiach can say Bifnei Nachtam, and serve as Eidus on the Chasimus of the Shtar, and everybody really holds that Eid Nasa Dayin normally by B'dir Rabbanan, which Kiyum Shtaris is, and the whole Machlekes is, are we going to be geyser, since the Shliach Leilachav could be a apostle, are we going to be geyser and say that since the Eid Masira, the two people you're giving the get, the Shliach Leilachav is giving the get to the lady, to two people that are there when the Shliach Leilachav is giving the get to the lady and saying, B'fanei Nachtam, will we count the Shliach Leilachav with them to have a bezdin for Kiyum Shtaris purposes, or do we say that since we can allow a woman to be a Shliach Leilachav or some other apostle, so we're going to run into issues if we say Ein Nasa Dayan, and therefore only in this instance, even though normally Ein Nasa Dayan over here, we have to be more careful. And we actually said Tanya Kamas to Rabbi Yechanan, we said that immediately get Medina Sayyam, we had the story, again, he doesn't say B'fanei Nachtam, Rameir held Goetze B'Ban Mamzer, Chamim said Ein Avan Mamzer, okay, Musa, Kate said, Yasena, you'd learn a minute of Yasubina and Lubfne Shnaim, which is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, and then we tried to understand the Rameir, why is it going to be Ivan Mamzer? And we said, that's Rameir Latame, Amr Nunamishre de Ula, the Rameir holds called Mashan Rameir Shetabu Chachavim Begitin, if you don't say the exact prescribed Lashon, by Gitin, the Vado be Mamzer. Then we had the story of Begitin in regards to Lishma, we discussed how much you need. One Amira said, you have to have every ice. Then the other man there said, you don't need. All you need is one line. We explained Machlokes Rashi Tosfos what one line is. And we said, and don't even do more than that because you're going to be Motzi Laz in any previous Gittin that didn't have every ice checked. We had another man that said, it was you only need one line. The Sheikh only has to certify that one line is Lishma. And Rashi said that you don't even need a line, but even King Komosa became a guilty. We had a Brisa, was a Raya, that even if the Shliach is not in the same, let's say he's downstairs and the Sefer's upstairs, or vice versa, that would be enough. And he heard the scratching of the pen on the paper, and he knew that there were eight in there, and he knew that the Sefer had said, I'm going to write this, get Lishma, so that would be good enough. He doesn't even need to see the first line in being written Lishma. And we had also one additional case in the Brisa of Tanya Kavase, that even if the Sefer goes back, goes out and in, where the Shliach is there, he goes out to the market. We don't have to be concerned that in the middle somebody else approached him, and he's now writing this get for a different couple, and we would have Lishma issues.